It is the Joe and Alex Show, and Ask Alex is a chance for you to get your question asked by Alex and also by our entire audience. Kind of get like a little group feedback. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or on Instagram, follow us at Joe and Alex Show, and send us a direct message. Now, this morning, we are talking to Faith. Welcome to the show. Now, why are you on for Ask Alex? What's your question?
Oh, boy. Well, I got to tell you, at the beginning of the week, I definitely did not think I would be calling you guys. Things got a little crazy, so I lost my job yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really upset. I mean, obviously because I lost my job, but the reason is really messy. So,
What kind of industry are you in? I know you may not want to name exactly where, but could you give us an idea?
Please don't tell us your actual job. You can tell us your occupation.
Well, I won't give you a company name. That would be really awkward. So, I worked, still getting used to past tense.
Yeah.
For a race team here in Indy in their marketing department.
Okay.
And I got fired for something that I posted on Facebook.
Ooh.
And I wanted to get your all's thoughts and just hear what you think about this, Alex, because I'm upset, but I'm also really confused, and I think maybe it wasn't right for them to fire me.
Okay.
So, I guess I should start at the beginning. Have you seen all of this, like, there's all this drama going on online and all in the news about, you know, that conservative news chick? She said stuff about the Parkland kid. You know, there's like a little war going on between the two of them.
Are you talking about Laura Ingraham?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, didn't she tweet something that upset, like, David Hogg or something, that kid?
She made fun of the kid, didn't she? Like, his not getting into college or colleges or something.
Yeah, so he was one of the kids at the Parkland school, which is, like, such a horrible thing that happened there.
Sure, yeah.
And now he's, like, a pretty left-leaning political activist, or, I mean, I don't even know what you would call that.
Right.
And Laura is a Republican news lady, and she has her own show on Fox News, and I think a radio show, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So, I mean, do people know what this is all about? Should I explain a little?
I think, well...
Because it's related.
Okay. If it's related, yeah. So, you explained who they are. What? Explain, like, the war situation, why there are people that are upset with Laura Ingraham right now, I guess.
Okay, so David, who's the kid from the school, he did some interview with, I think it was TMZ, where he was talking about not getting into the colleges he had applied to, you know, months before, and said, like, you know, maybe he'll find a school that will appreciate the work he's been doing and, like, that will change or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So Laura quoted that interview in a tweet and wrote, and this is, like, pretty much exactly what she wrote, "David Hogg rejected by 4 colleges to which he applied and whines about it."
Mm, yeah.
That's, like, exactly what she wrote, like, word for word.
Okay.
And so, I mean, just to tell you about me, I am not a Republican or a Democrat.
Okay.
I would probably say I'm an independent, if anything, but I didn't vote in the last election.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah, to be fair, the choices weren't too good.
I was, like, disgusted by everything. So I'm just being honest. So this isn't really about, like, party politics stuff for me. After that, Laura chick said what she said, the kid David tweeted that she was attacking him and she's preying on children and all this stuff. And then he, like, listed the people who advertise on her shows,
mm-hmm,
and called for a massive boycott.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not like he's just, like, a regular kid, because he's become, like, a spokesperson or, like, the face of this tragedy. So, you know, the Parkland thing.
Right.
So, you know, he's, like, for gun control and March for Our Lives and everything. And
right.
He has, like, tons of followers, like, what, like, a million or more followers. So if he posts something, it's not the same as, like, you know, your next-door neighbor's kid posting something about somebody. I mean, he gets, like, tons of, not feedback, but just, like, tons of, like, people will do what he says or whatever. So,
yeah, because he called for this boycott, and then didn't a lot of advertisers actually, like, follow through and drop her?
I think, like, over 10 places did, I thought, at least.
Yeah, it's a bunch, and, like, all these angry people were on the kid David's side, and so they were tweeting and calling for these boycotts, and then, like, yeah, like you said, it happened. So I guess, you know, it worked. He, like, made this point or whatever.
Okay.
But
what does this have to do with you?
I was going to say, this kind of really weird, like, political. What is this all about?
So remember, just remember, I'm not this isn't party politics for me because I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican.
Okay.
But I guess for me, it seemed like it's a little extreme. I mean, all these people on the left were calling not just for them to drop her like as sponsors. They also thought she should lose her job. And all she said that he was being whiny. She said he was being whiny, which I confess, like, is not, like, that's not the coolest thing to say. I mean, he's a kid. But, probably better keep it to yourself and not tweet it out, especially if you're, like, a big news person.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think the massive boycott was really warranted.
Okay.
I mean, she called him whiny. It's not like... Teenagers can be whiny. I don't know if you know any teenagers, if you have a teenager, but they can be whiny.
And yeah.
Honestly, she apologized for it, too. And she kind of like took it back or whatever.
Yeah, so, she did. And then he didn't accept it.
Okay, so we know the backstory on this, but I still want to know what Faith's question is.
Yeah, why did Faith get fired? We're going to find out next after this song.